Federal regulators want to know more about how seriously a maker of jetliners takes safety. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Aviation Administration is launching a review of the work culture at the aircraft maker Boeing. This comes after some Boeing employees who work as safety inspectors complained of being leaned on by supervisors. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here with some details. If you could start with these complaints.
Yet these workers are part of a group of Boeing employees who actually work on behalf of the FAA. They sign off on safety assessments and improve aircraft for delivery. The FAA surveyed a small group of these workers. Some said they feel pressured by managers when they raise safety concerns. One engineer said after he spoke up, managers shopped around for another engineer who wouldn't complain. And some Boeing inspectors said they felt pressure from other company engineers who didn't want to slow down the production schedule.
What's the FAA going to do about this?
Well, it's going to survey all of the Boeing employees who work on behalf of the FAA. An FAA official who helps oversee Boeing wrote a letter to the aircraft manufacturer outlining the complaints from the Boeing inspectors. The FAA is getting ready for a review of Boeing's culture required by Congress after two fatal crashes of Boeing's 737 MAX jets. The FAA has been criticized for relying on Boeing employees to help with aircraft inspections, but the FAA is shorthanded, and Boeing is supposed to give these employees free rein to raise safety concerns without interference.
And what does Boeing the company have to say here?
A Boeing spokesperson emailed me a statement that says, quote, "We take these matters with the utmost seriousness." Boeing also says it's continuously working to improve the processes it has in place to ensure the independence of the Boeing employees the FAA relies on.
Nancy, thank you. The S&P and the NASDAQ indicators hit new record highs yesterday. In early trading this morning, the S&P is up by less than a point, so flat. The NASDAQ is up 0.1%. The Dow is down 0.1%, 45 points now. Let's get a read on this from Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what do you make of these new highs? It's not like driven on new quarterly profits reports. There's still a few coming out, but the big onslaught of those was weeks earlier.
It was, but it's a positive that is continuing to carry the market. Investors take a lot of confidence in actual data rather than assumption. And here we have it with earnings reports. Management teams were out saying that things are actually getting better. They have a pretty good outlook for their businesses going forward. And the market likes to hear that. And at the same time, we have vaccinations increasing. I think that's why we're seeing new highs in some of these indices.
Let me say a record high, but not huge volatility here this morning to start. I guess it's late August.
It is late August, so a lot of people are on vacation. They're tuning out of the markets. They're trying to take a break. And the market here is really waiting to see how the rest of the year pans out. We've had the Delta variant cause jitters early in the summer, but that seems to have calmed down now that people have heard about earnings. They've also heard about the expanding vaccination programs, and they've continued to see monetary policy support.
All right. I'm going to be inspired by this late August. Turn off your market screens. I'll try. Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities, Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, I won't. The 10-year interest rate is up at 1.31% now, ahead of all the bankers doing their International Central Banking Conference online starting tomorrow. Till last week, it was supposed to be in beautiful Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in person. But with Delta variant, they'll be staring at their friendly video conference screens yet again. Williams-Sonoma reports quarterly sales and profits later today. The fancy cookware company has been on a hot streak with attention on kitchens, given the real estate boom and the extra time at home. Can the streak continue? Here's Marketplace's Caroline Champlin.
She doesn't consider herself a top chef, but that didn't stop Chelsea Gross from stocking up on high-end French cookware last year.
I've got too many Le Creusets to count, and whatever vendor was possibly going to sell me that, I was going to buy.
Gross is a Dutch oven fan and a retail analyst at Gartner. She's been looking at recent Google trends and says people are searching less for kitchen gadgets and more for travel experiences. And all that cookware is going on sale.
There's more products, there's more clutter, and there's more competition in order to actually be able to sell.
On the other hand, Wedbush analyst Seth Basham says rising COVID-19 cases might change people's spending priorities again.
The more people are spending time at home, the more likely they'll buy things for their homes.
Still, how many cheese knives and ramekins do people need?
People who love new gadgets will always get new gadgets.
Basham expects Williams-Sonoma's hot streak to continue. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
People often cling to jobs during the hardest of times. Will people really start quitting when things eventually allow us a more normal footing? This is especially a question in crucial occupations such as teaching. With the added stresses and other health concerns of pandemic, could we see a wave of teacher resignations ahead? With new school terms underway or about to start, Rocio Hernandez from public radio station KJZZ in Phoenix has this.
It's easy to see why Phoenix English teacher Elise Viesquez decided to go into education.
I grew up in the classrooms of my mom, my aunts, my grandma.
But when Viesquez told her mother she was following in their footsteps,
she cried, and not happy tears.
Viesquez's mother warned her that this career wouldn't be easy, but nothing prepared Viesquez for the pressure teachers felt when they were asked to return to schools before COVID vaccines were available, and it drove her not to renew her teaching contract for this year.
Choosing to be a teacher was the best decision I ever made, and leaving has been the most heartbreaking.
Viesquez is not alone. According to an Arizona report, more than a third of the 1,400 Arizona teachers that left their employment cited COVID as their primary reason for leaving. A recent study by the RAND Corporation found that COVID-related stress was a big driver for teacher turnover nationwide.
We're very concerned about the high levels of frequent job-related stress and the high levels of symptoms of depression and burnout that teachers are reporting.
That's RAND researcher Elizabeth Steiner. But in Arizona, the pandemic did not significantly change the size of its teaching workforce. And that's consistent with what Richard Ingersoll with the University of Pennsylvania has seen nationwide.
Typically, we find that employees across the economy tend to quit less during economic downtimes.
But Ingersoll says that could change if the economy continues to improve. As for Viesquez, she's not sure when or if she will ever return to the classroom, but really hopes she can.
There is no work I can imagine that will sustain me and inspire me quite like teaching has.
But for now, she's going back to school for training as a paralegal. In Phoenix, I'm Rocio Hernandez from Marketplace.
Also following a report this morning about bias in the mortgage system, where black applicants were turned down 80% more than white applicants with similar financial profiles. Marketplace Online, if you miss our coverage on the air. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.